News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Plain City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 40. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 28. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Two people were sentenced to prison yesterday by Judge Michael Mult in Wayne County Circuit Court. 55-year-old Fairfield resident Jesse O. Hedden pleaded guilty in October to a count of failure to register as a sex offender, a Class 3 felony. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison plus 1 year of mandatory supervision upon release, or MSR. Hedden was credited with 95 days served in jail, and two other cases against him were dismissed per his plea. He was also ordered to pay $115 in fines and court costs. 39-year-old Brandon S. Cook had been sentenced to 18 months probation in October 2019 on account of possession of methamphetamine. He admitted to violating that probation yesterday, and he was also sentenced to 3 years in prison and 1 year MSR. Cook was credited with 16 days served in jail, and a separate case was dismissed. His sentence will run concurrently with others from White and Hamilton County Circuit Courts. More news next.
It can be normal to have trouble falling or staying asleep, but chronic sleeplessness can be a serious health issue. If you are experiencing sleep disorders such as sleep apnea, insomnia, restless leg syndrome, or you simply need a CPAP follow-up appointment, our sleep clinic specialists are now seeing patients in Fairfield. Physician assistant Alicia Consolving will be working with Dr. S.B. Johnny to help you find the way back to better sleep. Wabash General Hospital Sleep Clinic, 209 Northwest 11th Street in Fairfield. Call 618-842-4288 to schedule an appointment.
In today's environment, being able to do all of your banking from home is not only convenient, but a necessity. People's National Bank makes it easy for you to do your banking without actually going to the bank. From online banking, mobile banking, free mobile deposit, to transferring funds and paying bills, it's easy and convenient for you to do your banking all from your mobile phone or computer. Get started by going to peoplesnationalbank.com to sign up for online banking today. People's National Bank, making it easy to bank from anywhere. Member FDIC.
In other news, the remains of 46-year-old Marion resident Laura Wolf were identified last month after being found in October in northern Indiana. Wolf hadn't been seen in about 6 months and was reported missing to Marion police on July 19th. After an investigation by police, a farmer harvesting corn found human remains in LaPorte County, Indiana, and they were transported to the University of Indianapolis for examination. 39-year-old Tennessee resident Lynn Ware Jr. was identified as a person of interest and was arrested on December 31st in O'Fallon on a warrant for murder. Ware will be taken to LaPorte County and the investigation remains open. McLeansboro police say 2021 UTV and golf cart permits are available at the police department. People should call 643-4357 and ask if an officer is available to complete the registration in the day and evening. Permits are now yellow, and the cost is $50 for 2021. People driving with blue, orange, pink, or green stickers are no longer valid. Those needing a simple renewal do not need to bring their UTV or golf cart for another inspection, as those are for permits for previously unregistered vehicles. However, people seeking renewals should bring a new copy of their insurance cards. Illinois State Police District 19 Commander Captain Nathan Douglas has announced the results of a nighttime enforcement patrol conducted in Wayne County last month. The patrol allowed ISP to focus on preventing, detecting, and taking enforcement action in response to impaired driving and occupant restraint violations, especially between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. Troopers issued one citation and 37 written warnings in the patrol, including 6 for registration offenses. State police say alcohol and drug impairment is a factor in more than 30% of all fatal motor vehicle crashes in Illinois, and more than half of fatal crashes occur at night. The program, funded through the Illinois Department of Transportation, allows troopers to work even harder at removing impaired drivers from the roadway and making sure everyone is buckled up. Highland Ventures LTD has announced it is closing all family video locations in the country. It says the impact of COVID-19 on store foot traffic and movie releases pushed it to the end of an era. Family Video in Fairfield closed in October, along with 100 other locations, including in Mount Carmel and Princeton. When that announcement was made, Fairfield employees echoed the most recent corporate statement, saying they were told financial pressure from the pandemic and already slowing business caused the shutdowns. The Wayne County Health Department says it has started reaching out to Phase 1A individuals and organizations with clinic dates to receive COVID-19 vaccinations. Long-term care and assisted living residents and staff will be vaccinated by CVS and Walgreens in a separate program that's already ongoing. We've posted a link on our headlines page to the IDPH vaccination website, where it lists Phase 1A individuals as healthcare personnel and long-term care facility residents and staff. Anyone who is a part of that group and who hasn't received a call from the department should call it at 842-5166 for clinic dates and times. The state will move to Phase 1B under the guidance of the IDPH in the future, but it's not there yet, and the department says it will not be a county-by-county decision. It will update the public on drive-through clinic dates and times for each IDPH phase when more information becomes available. Meanwhile, Attorney General Kwame Raoul is warning the public about COVID-19 vaccine scams. He says people should ignore emails, texts, and calls offering to put them on a list to get the vaccine or asking for personal information to sign people up for a shot.
Unless you're hearing from your physician, your medical provider, or public health department, you should definitely disregard the call. Don't click on anything, whether it's through a text or an email link that suggests that it's going to lead you to somewhere where you can get a vaccine or a treatment quicker or easier.
He also says Medicare and Medicaid will not call people to proactively offer the vaccine, and no one should respond to a request for a bank account or Social Security information in relation to the vaccine. Edwards County reported 8 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday on coronavirus.illinois.gov and sat at 419. It also reported 1 additional COVID-related death on the state site, bringing that total to 6. Wayne County reported 9 cases, a female in her 30s, male in his 30s, female in her 40s, female in her 50s, female in her 60s, 3 females in their 70s, and a male in his 70s. The county had 1,263 positive cases, and it also announced its 45th COVID-related death. Wabash County reported 18 new cases and sat at 1,067, and White County added 15 and sat at 1,284. Hamilton County announced 11 cases to reach 622. 2 people were hospitalized, 45 were in isolation at home, and 12 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. The State Department of Public Health announced 6,839 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 125 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 991,719 cases and 16,959 deaths. Marion County announced 37 new cases and sat at 3,281, and it said 4 additional residents with lab-confirmed cases had passed away, bringing that total to 104. Jefferson County added 28 cases to reach 3,170, and it also reported its 68th COVID-related death. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for December 29th through January 4th was 8.5%. The southern region had a rate of 11.5% on January 2nd, up from 11.4% on the 1st. Wayne City Community Unit School District 100 has been awarded a grant to install wireless internet access points covering the school's front and back parking lots. Students must use their school-issued Chromebooks to gain access to the parking lot Wi-Fi. Funding for the grant was provided by the Illinois State Library, a department of the Office of the Secretary of State, under the provisions of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Last month was drier and cooler than 1 year ago. At the WFIW-WOKZ studios, we received 2 inches and 43 hundredths of rain in December, with a highest single-day total of 84 hundredths on the 12th. The rest of the precipitation, including an inch of snow, came on or after the 16th, and we recorded precipitation on 8 days of the month. Last December, we recorded 3 inches and 29 hundredths of rainfall, with a single-day high of an inch and 9 hundredths on the 1st. We received 53 inches and 1 hundredth of rainfall last year, compared to about 68 inches and 8 tenths in 2019. The average high for last month was 44.9 degrees, and the highest temperature recorded at the station was 68 on the 10th. The coolest high was 24 on the 24th and 25th. Last December, the average high was 51.9, with a high temperature of 70 on the 26th, and the coolest high was 31 on the 18th. The average low last month was 29.8 degrees, with a coolest temperature of 11 on the 25th. The warmest low was 44 on the 12th. December 2019's average low was 31.4 degrees, with a low of 18 on the 11th and 19th. Its warmest low was 54 on the 21st. Illinois House Republicans say they have an open mind about a proposed bill that would let them meet remotely in case of emergency. Kim Howard reports.
Democrats are pushing a bill giving the legislature the ability to take action outside the state capitol when needed. House GOP members like Representative Dan Brady of Bloomington say it's definitely worth considering.
I think we should have an open mind to it. If we can get a clean bill in these unprecedented times that we're all in, at least if we could get the bill structured to be towards committees from a remote standpoint. It's being done now to some degree, so we should, I think, explore it further for the benefit of all.
Last year's spring session was cut short by COVID, and the fall veto session was canceled. The bill would apply to pandemics and similar emergencies. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
After hitting a low in April, the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer ended the year on the rise. Ag economist Jim Mintard says commodity prices helped lead the charge.
If you look at the barometer, it was a modest improvement compared to November. The barometer, kind of the overall measure of sentiment, rose 7 points to 174. It's still just a little bit below where it was in October. But, as you look at the index of current conditions and the index of future expectations, you can really see what was driving it. It was the index of current conditions. That index rose 15 points compared to November. And as you mentioned, I think the strength in commodity prices, corn, soybean, and wheat prices in particular, was probably a big factor there. The index of future expectations also rose, but it didn't rise nearly as much. In fact, if you look at it on a point basis, the index of current condition rose three times as much as the index of future expectations. So, it was really about what's taking place this past fall and maybe a little bit with respect to expectations for sales that would be made after the first of the year.
The barometer is calculated each month by a phone survey delivered to 400 U.S. ag producers. Newly sworn-in 15th District U.S. Representative Mary Miller says she will join supporters of President Trump in a rally today objecting to the Electoral College results in certain states. She issued a statement yesterday saying many Americans have lost confidence in the fairness of the system. The Constitution gives states authority over how their elections are carried out, but she says many swing states took matters into their own hands by changing how they would conduct their elections in November. The issue has split the Republican Party, with both sides arguing faith in democracy is being undermined. The reading of the electoral votes is the final step before Joe Biden is sworn into office on the 20th. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Families trust and call on Frank and Bright Funeral Home during difficult times because of our experience, our compassion, and our commitment to serving with integrity and attention to detail. For over 80 years, the families of Frank and Bright Funeral Home have been part of the community. When deciding to make funeral arrangements in advance, you can be assured that we are here for you today and will be here tomorrow to carry out your wishes. Frank and Bright Funeral Home cares about making a difficult time a little easier for you and your family.
It's a Happy New Year 2021 Super Sale at J. Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel. Over 60 new 2020 Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Rams must go during this event. Truckloads of new vehicle inventory arriving daily means it's an overstocked Move the Metal Sale-O-Bration. New Fords, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams all in one location. With soaring new car sales, we have a giant inventory of pre-owned trucks, cars, sport utilities, and minivans. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. See all the bargains at jwildermanautoplex.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 39. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 30,989, up 597 points. The NASDAQ is at 12,879, up 60. February crude oil is at $50.74. That is up 81 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nail's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 63-year-old Ellery resident Johnny Richards died on Monday. John Richards is survived by children Cody Richards, Keith Willett, Lucas Vaughn, Joey Ash, Christina Simpson, and Stephanie Reed, brothers Charles and Leslie, 19 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services for John Richards will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Friday at Pleasant Grove Cemetery. Nail's Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 73-year-old Fairfield resident Jane L. Parsons died on Sunday. Jane Parsons is survived by sister Virginia French, 2 nephews, 2 great-nephews, and several cousins. Services for Jane Parsons will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday at Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials can be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 83-year-old West Salem resident Robert Markman died on Friday. Bob Markman is survived by his wife Judith, daughters Deb Daly, Denna Mitchell, and Dara Williams, 5 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, brother Larry, and 2 nieces. Per Bob Markman's wishes, cremation rites were accorded. A celebration of life service will be held in March. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
During these uncertain health-related times, Asbury & Associates is taking every precaution to make sure you and your loved ones are safe. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
We've lowered our volume in our office to make sure that we have appropriate separation and social distancing, and we try to keep up on the CDC guidelines to ensure that we're keeping the office as safe as we can. We're simply going to treat this as no different as part of our normal daily hygiene, and we'll all make it through this.
Asbury & Associates, with 4 offices to serve you. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Cloudy skies. We'll have a high today around 40. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 28, and then cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 35. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, cloudy skies on Friday. Friday will have a high of 35 with a low of 28. Mostly cloudy on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 36 with a low of 25. And then cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 35 with an overnight low of 25.